I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite-Sized podcast. My name is Steve Hall. It is Friday, March 22nd. Regular listeners of the show will be thinking, why does Steve sound so different? Is there something wrong with the microphones or anything? No, microphones are fine. It's my voice. I had laryngitis last week. I'm completely fine now, but it's still a little bit of a number on the vocal cord, so I'm going to be a bit croaky for the next few days. I'm absolutely fine. It doesn't hurt. There's no cough, nothing like that. I just sound a little bit like a blues singer. I'm all right. We've actually, I think, adds a level of sexiness to the show. Hopefully you guys agree with me. Anyway, let's get on with the news. That's what you're here for. You want to know about what's happened in and around Liverpool Football Club. So let's get going straight away with the top story of today's show. Fabrizio Romano, transfer guru extraordinaire, has tweeted that Real Madrid are monitoring Trent Alexander-Arnold's contract situation at Liverpool. His current deal expires in June 25 and there are no talks underway as of now. Liverpool have not indicated any desire to sell at this stage and there's no indication of the players' views so far. So, listen, it's no huge shock that Real Madrid want Trent Alexander-Arnold. There won't be a football club on the planet who wouldn't be interested in signing Trent Alexander-Arnold if he was available. This is more a little reminder that Trent is coming up to just having a year left on his contract. You know, we're not that far away from June 24. At that point, he'll be into his final year. And it's never ideal to let a player get into his final year of his contract, really. The no talks underway kind of isn't a shock either, of course. Liverpool have only just hired Michael Edwards to, well, FSG, sorry. They've hired Michael Edwards. Liverpool have hired Richard Hughes, a sporting director. Obviously, we don't know who the new manager is going to be, so why would Trent agree to anything now when he doesn't know who the next manager is going to be? He'll want to speak to that manager. Am I in your plans? Am I a right back? Am I a midfielder? Do you even like me? Do you want to sell me? So it makes sense that it's not going to happen now. This is kind of one of the downsides you're going to get if the overhaul Liverpool are going through. A couple of things are going to get kicked down the can. Kicked down the road. The can's going to kick down the road, rather, as I mix up my metaphors. If Jürgen was guaranteed to be here for another year or two, these conversations could be happening right now. But until these guys know who their manager is, I include, you know, obviously Trent here, but Virgil van Dijk and Mo Salah also going into final years of contracts. They're going to want to know a lot of things about the new manager, who it is, plans, who he's looking to sign, are you looking to replace me, do you fancy me, do you want to cash in on me? So that's one of the negatives, of course. The main negative is Jürgen leaving, is that Jürgen's leaving. But obviously this is another thing that kind of snowballs off the back of that one. And it's the same with Alexander-Arnold. So yeah, Liverpool really could do with getting ducks in a row here. I'm guessing now Alexander-Arnold will those talks will continue as and when the new manager is selected. Listen, there might be nods and winks behind the scenes about who it's going to be, and maybe you can have a conversation, you know, off record, for lack of a better phrase. But this is another example of what the kind of thing that disruption of a leaving manager causes, is that Liverpool are risking one of, if not their most valuable, well, probably is the most valuable asset, given his age, his ability, what he's got left in the tank. Trent is probably the jewel in the crown. Obviously, Salah and Van Dijk, Alisson, etc., but they're older, of course, in their 30s. Trent's in his, not even entered his prime yet. So this is one of the things that's happened. Liverpool have the jewel in the crown is now going to be potentially left with a year left in his contract. And there, when he is, he's going to hold all the leverage, really. You know, he's vice captain, one of the best players. He'll have everything going for him. Now, of course, I understand people say, you know, Conor Bradley's been great, and he has, of course he has, but Liverpool still want Trent. We might be a midfielder, it might be a right, but whatever he is, they'll want him. So yeah, worth keeping an eye on this situation, how it develops. But I think, you know, Michael Edwards and Richard Hughes, job one, get the new manager. The new manager's job, job one, sort the contract situations out. And that's what we need to be doing straight away, as soon as possible. Otherwise, you're going to get into a stage where Trent is going into his final year, and that's never good for anybody, really. It never tends to work out well.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The next story then, speaking of managers like I did in the last segment, let's talk future managers. And of course, it's always Xabi Alonso's name that comes up when we speak about potential future Liverpool managers. I'm not the only person speaking about Xabi Alonso this week. Bayern Munich's honorary president, Uli Hoeneß, revealed in an interview with RAN Sport that clubs like Liverpool, Real Madrid, Bayer Leverkusen and Bayern Munich are all working on it. It being trying to lure Xabi Alonso to be their manager. Obviously, in Leverkusen's case, it's to keep him. In Liverpool and Bayern Munich's case, it is to replace managers who we know are leaving at the end of the season. Jürgen Klopp and Thomas Tuchel, respectively. The Real Madrid one's interesting. Carlo Ancelotti has only recently signed a new contract. He's been uber successful in Madrid, like he often is. He's got a lot of trophies, a lot of medals, has Carlo. But interesting that their name has been brought up here. Want to mention it on the show. I do wonder if Madrid are in talks and that is genuine. And listen, I've got no real reason to doubt the honorary president of Bayern Munich when he says something. That suggests that maybe they think Alonso's brilliant. And even though they've got Carlo Ancelotti, they'd be happy to move Carlo aside to hire Xabi Alonso and get a manager for the next decade or something. Manchester City did something similar with you know, they had Pellegrini and, you know, he won league titles to Pellegrini. They were successful, but they had the chance to sign Pep Guardiola, so they moved him aside and they got Pep Guardiola in. I wonder if we're looking at a similar situation with Madrid. I don't know. It's obvious that Liverpool, Bayern Munich would like to have him, and Leverkusen would like to keep him, of course, but the Real Madrid name getting thrown into the mix there was an interesting one. I'm worried about Madrid maybe a little bit. He's obviously got huge connections to Liverpool, Real Madrid and Bayern Munich. He played more games for Madrid of the three. Liverpool was the earliest one, of course. They took the first real big chance on Xabi Alonso. They helped him. They helped him develop into a superstar. Bayern Munich, he won three league titles. They were the ones he was at most recently. So he's got big. He's got big connections to all three of those clubs. They've all got their flaws. They've all got their strengths in terms of going to them. Do you want to be the man to replace Klopp? Is that difficult? On the flip side, look at the squad you're going to get. We're going to be left with some fantastic young players. Real Madrid. You're Real Madrid manager. That's a huge positive. That's always one, of course. You'd be backed. I think you always are. The negative there would be, again, if you're the man who they move Carlo Ancelotti out the way for, you have to be successful. That's huge pressure. And then Bayern, you know, they're going through a bit of a rough patch. You know, it's mad to say that, you know, Champions League quarterfinalist and second in the league. It could be worse, I suppose. But for Bayern, they're having a poor season. They've already, of course, they're going to lose Thomas Tuchel at the end of the season. He's been binned off. So there's issues there. But yeah, just keep an eye on that Real Madrid one, because that was an interesting note. I've always thought if it was between Liverpool and Bayern, Xabi would pick us. I think if you throw Real Madrid in the mix as well, then it could become a little bit more tricky. So yeah, one to keep an eye on there. And finally, the last news story today. This one comes from The Telegraph. From Chris Bascombe, but it's been reported elsewhere. Paul Joyce in The Times, etc. have reported it too. Liverpool are targeting a fresh Bournemouth raid for chief scout Mark Burchill. Liverpool have recently hired Richard Hughes as their new sporting director. He's leaving Bournemouth to join the Reds. Of course, Michael Edwards was involved in this hire. He's FSG's football chief executive. He chose to hire Richard Hughes. Now it looks like Richard Hughes and Michael Edwards have decided they want Mark Burchill as well. The interesting thing is that Liverpool already have a chief of scouts. Their chief scout is Barry Hunter. They've got head of recruitment Dave Fallows, two guys who have been at the club for a long time. They've been doing this stuff for a long time. Mark Burchill was chief scout at Bournemouth. But he still is at time recording. So adding him to the mix, it'll be interesting to see how that all works out. That raises a couple of alarm bells for me. A chief scout coming in to already work with a chief scout and a head of recruitment. It feels a little bit messy. Liverpool are going to have to really get the structure correct there. The hierarchy is going to have to be right. You don't want clashes. You don't want, any issues in terms of I'm the boss, no, I'm the boss, no, I'm the boss. There has to be a clear structure. There has to be a clear reporting structure. Who you're responsible, who you report to, who's in charge of what. I'm sure they'll get that done. Michael Edwards isn't an idiot. He, as Jürgen Klopp said, the most important thing when Michael Edwards told the job is that he's not an idiot, and he definitely isn't. But yeah, the fact that they're bringing in someone from Bournemouth, someone they've got history working with, obviously Richard Hughes in particular, it's just something to keep an eye on. We'll find out in due course, I'm sure, if Mark Burchill joins, exactly what that pecking order looks like when you include Michael Edwards, then you include Richard Hughes, and then underneath him, Mark Burchill, Barry Hunter, Dave Fallow. There's a lot of names there. There's a lot of cooks that you're hoping aren't going to spoil the broth. Someone to keep an eye on. Yeah, Liverpool have already taken Bournemouth's sporting director. Now it looks like their chief scout could be on the way as well. As Chris Bascombe says, he was central to recruiting the likes of Nathan Ake, David Brooks and Philip Billing down at Bournemouth. All have done very, very well for that team, or have been sold for huge profits, of course. So just something to keep an eye on, really. I'll be just keeping a close eye on that one, see how the structure works and who's doing what and who's responsible for what. Because if Burchill comes in above the likes of Fallows and Barry Hunter, that feels like problems a little bit. If he comes in alongside them, but they have different roles, maybe it's just something to keep an eye on as well. And the fact that, of course, they obviously believe that Mark Burchill's a really good scout. I don't think this is jobs for the boys from Michael Edwards and Richard Hughes. They're too professional, they're too good to do that. So obviously they really like Burchill. But yeah, he looks like he will soon be the latest name added to Liverpool's recruitment department. Right, thanks very much indeed for listening to the entire episode of Red Men Bite Size. You guys are the absolute best. If you want even more amazing Red Men content over the weekend, of course, we've got the Legends game at Anfield on Saturday. We're going to send Dan and Chloe down there. They'll be speaking to as many players, managers, ex-Reds, legends, whoever they can get, they'll speak to. And all of those interviews will be available in full over on redmenplus.com, our subscription service. So if you like what we do and you want to get involved more, you want more of it, or you literally just want to support the channel and think, you know what, they do so great, these guys. Let me help them out a little bit. For the cost of, what, about 2 cups of coffee a month, you'll be able to get Redmen Plus. Go to redmenplus.com, sign up from as little as $6.99 a month, and yet you'll get some amazing content, both in video and in podcast forms. I hope you guys all have an amazing weekend. We're on our way over to Belfast and to Dublin. So Belfast Sunday, Dublin Monday for our live shows. There are still a couple of tickets available at both shows, but very, very, very limited. So if you're listening to us in Belfast or Dublin and you want to get involved, go to ticketmaster.ie now. We're down to like single-digit figures now. So if you want one, you probably have to book it as soon as you're listening to this. And if you're listening and it's already sold out, I do apologise. I tried to give you as much warning as I could. So yeah, thank you very much for listening. And we'll be back with another episode of Bite Size on Monday. See you then.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.